unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into the Twilight Zone.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the multi-million-dollar interstellar media broadcast communication studios of TalkZone.com, it's Lawyers Who Needs Them, featuring Randall Simonetti and Jim Hartman. Randall and Jim are ready to take your toll-free calls from anywhere in North America at 1-888-463-6748 and world listeners at 011-847-470-0937 from anywhere around the globe. And now, here's Jim and Randall.
Wow, the crowd is back to full form today. Welcome to Lawyers Who Needs Them. I'm Randall Simonetti.
And I'm Jim Hartman.
And thank you for joining us live today, Monday, March 23rd. Today's a live show, so if you have questions, don't wait for the question section. Just call us in. Our rollicking engineer, rollicking Randy Meyer, will take good care of you, and we'll get you on the air. So today is the day. If you have a question, you've been holding it all week, this is the time. And you can reach us. Well, I'm not going to give that number yet. Let's introduce. Well, you know what? I'm tired of introducing you, but I'll just say my partner, Mr. Hartman, is one of Rochester's top trial attorneys. And he's actually gotten an argument in front of the Supreme Court.
And my partner, Randall Simonetti, is the president and CEO of the National MS Society, serving over 12,000 people with this disease in 50 counties across upstate New York.
Now, each week, Jim and I attempt, and it's an attempt, it's our best attempt, to take the mystery and complexity out of our legal system.
And inject some common sense and a sense of humor back in, if that's possible.
Now, we said earlier this show is live, so today is the day you can call in.
I had a fella used to say, some grouch would say, some professor, there is no room for levity in the law.
Oh, I remember that guy.
Yeah, right.
Oh, yeah,
right.
Judge Bulldoze.
That's right.
I think was his name.
No room for levity in the law.
What
but
a
most
beauty.
Of the law will give you hysterics, for God's sakes. What do you mean no room for levity? Well, all right, let's
all right.
go.
If you're in a mood for levity, then call us 1-888. This is toll-free anywhere in North America. 1-888-463-6748. Now, Jim's going to repeat that for you.
1-888-463-6748.
And if you're listening in pick a
Fiji.
Place. We always say Fiji. Pick a different place. Zimbabwe.
Right. Zimbabwe.
In Zimbabwe. If you're listening in Zimbabwe, the number is, and you can beat it out on a drum if you have to, 011-847-470-0937. I'll do that one more time if you're in Zimbabwe. 011-847-470-0937. 0937.
You didn't ask me to do that one because I'd never last to the end.
My God, you lose your breath giving that number.
I would.
Anyway, one more time. Toll free in North America, 1-888-463-6748. Don't wait. Call right away. Now, if you're shy and you need to send us this question with a little privacy, you can do that right to the TalkZone website. Click on the button. Send us the email. We'll get that instantly, and we'll try to answer your question today. However, if you would just like to be completely incognito, then you can go to the official Lawyers Who Needs Them website, which is lawyerswhoneedsthem.com. Leave us a message, and we'll answer your question next week on the air like we do with many of the questions that we get. We have a lot of people that want to remain incognito.
They don't want people to know they're listening to us.
That's right. That's true. That's probably it.
Or they would be
chastised.
Well, and not only that, or committed.
Right.
That's
true,
that's
too.
Even worse.
Now, before you're committed, it's time for us to kick off this week's edition of Lawyers Who Needs Them, and we're going to start right off with the AIG bonus issue. Is this really a real issue? Can they actually enforce this?
Well,
and what else can we add to this conversation? Because everybody and their uncle's talking about it.
Well, I know, but the thing that I'm concerned about is that, and maybe I'm crazy.
Well, there's a question there.
Well,
it's a fair question.
Worse, but the fact of the matter is I have not heard any imaginative lawyers indicate that two things that I think are important here.
Okay.
One is, first let me go back and say that they say they're going to get the bonuses back through taxation.
90%.
90%. I don't care if they get 100% or 4% or 7%. I think to use the tax code in that manner is ridiculous. It's not meant to do that. It's an abuse. And secondly, I don't even know if it's constitutional.
I was going to say, it's probably not
so
constitutional.
I don't know. But to go ahead and say you can, to use the tax code to punish people, it's a very dangerous thing, and to single out any group, even this bunch of thieves, to single them out through the tax code is wrong. Now, my thought is that there is a way to get this back. You have heard Larry Summers, who is mm-hmm. the head economic advisor, say, well, contracts are inviolating. Let me tell you something. Mr. Summers, you're not a lawyer. You were the head of Harvard, but you're not a lawyer. And if you are, all contracts are not inviolate. What do I mean? I mean that there are two kinds of contracts that we know are not enforceable. One is if the contract is unconscionable. And secondly, if it is illegal. Or the subject of the contract is illegal. So it's not an ex post facto. It's not breaking up pre-existing contracts. If, in fact, they're void ab initio. Well, a contract for an illegal purpose is void ab initio, meaning from the very inception.
But this isn't illegal. This is a legal contract.
Wait a second. You're a lawyer now, too?
No. If no one's attacked it on its legality.
I'm saying there are no imaginative lawyers around to attack it. Is it legal to commit waste? That is to say, to dissipate corporate assets, that's illegal. That's illegal. It may not be criminal.
Okay.
Let me say this. It may be criminal. I don't know. I don't know everything. I know a lot, but not everything. But the point is, all illegal things are not criminal. It may be just unlawful as a civil matter. And it is illegal to conspire to commit corporate waste, to deprive the shareholders of what they would otherwise have, to deprive the corporation, which rightly belongs to the corporation, and in turn enhances and determines the value of the shares held by the stockholders. Now, they are wasting corporate assets.
But this has been going on a long time.
Yeah, I know. One thing is for sure. They say they're paying retention bonuses.
Right.
What about the people that left? A whole bunch of them left.
Right.
So you pay a retention.
No, right, left.
No,
they left.
They left.
Right.
No, they're right, left.
You're
absolutely left. You mean correct, don't
correct,
you?
Correct, correct, yes.
Don't interrupt me.
I'm sorry. Did I break your train of thought?
That's right.
Caboose of thought?
That's right. It's not quite a train. It's like a tunable trolley. But I got to get back on the tracks here.
All right, so.
But the have a bunch of people getting together to say, okay, let's take care of ourselves, and we'll pay ourselves bonuses, even though we brought the corporation to bankruptcy or to the brink of disaster or into disaster, and they got to pay us a retention bonus. Let me say as a practical matter, why would you want to retain, and I think this has been said by many, why do you retain people who haven't done nothing but demonstrate incompetence?
Well, especially that division. That division lost a lot of money.
Well, that's what we're talking about. It's bringing a whole place down.
Right.
So that's the investment part of the thing, not the insurance part.
Right. And the insurance part actually made money.
It made money. Now, the point is that so you have the opportunity to say this contract is not the subject is illegal. It is a contract designed to dissipate wrongfully the assets of a corporation or commit what they call waste. Lawyers, wake up. You can bring an action on that.
So
try it.
You think
somebody be a man. The court will tell you no or yes, yes or
right.
no. But this business, and I'll get into that in a minute. The second, and by the way, the directors have some responsibility here.
They're liable.
And you should bring an action against the directors for entering into these
exactly.
outrageous contracts.
By name.
Well, you would name them by name. And that would be a corporate derivative suit. That's a suit on behalf of the corporation to get back what has been stolen from the corporation. Second thing is unconscionability.
Right.
There are contracts that are unconscionable. For instance, certain contracts of adhesion I think all of the credit card contracts myself are unconscionable because of the interest rate
right.
and the fact that one party has nothing to say about it. And they've all conspired to say they're all the same.
Right.
But this could be shown to be unconscionable. And if that is the case, unconscionable contracts also can be set aside.
But that would have to be determined by a jury?
A judge could do that.
Okay.
And,
okay.
So a judge would determine that.
All right.
The jury would determine facts, whether they did certain things, whether they did. But whether a contract is legal or illegal is a legal conclusion would be a question of law.
Unconscionable as well?
I think unconscionable as well, probably,
okay.
Yes.
Okay.
So there are two things. Now, when we get into this thing about ex post facto, and we're going to use taxes, and we listen to these guys who say this.
Well, everybody got on the bandwagon.
This is going from New York to Chicago by way of Samoa. I mean, you're going all around the horn to do this, and you're doing it the wrong way, besides setting a very dangerous precedent.
Exactly, I agree.
And it is a dangerous precedent to use the Internal Revenue Code as a punitive weapon to enforce other things. Now, we do know certain things. For instance, this is bringing a lot of stuff up to the surface. One of the things it's bringing to the surface is Senator Dodd.
Oh, he's a beauty.
And what he has done here is he has, he proved these things back. Now he's saying no. But Senator Dodd and Barney Frank.
Good old
another,
Barney, yeah.
Barney. Barney is, he's a blowhard. But at any rate, he was responsible. Dodd was one of the people responsible. I think he was solely responsible for having a provision removed from the enacted the economic stimulus bill, which would have blocked AIG from paying these bonuses.
Right. So because he's received money from these people.
Well, he's gotten $300,000
of course
from the company's employees to contribute to his campaign.
Exactly. So what's he going to do?
Now, talk about a conflict of interest. He's supposed to be such a wonderful liberal and all of this. 30 years in the Senate. That's 29 and a half years too long.
Exactly.
Senator Dodd, you've been there too long.
He needs to step down.
We need term limits, and this is a great example. Because
right.
As you stick around and stay in these positions that long, you begin to think you can get away with anything.
Right.
In addition to that, don't forget, he got privileged mortgages from Countrywide Financial, which is one of the nitwit companies that...
Hey, that's my company.
Yes, well, it's a nice company, but it's a nitwit. I didn't say...
That's my...
I know.
There goes my equity line.
No. They gave him these, what they call preferential mortgages for VIPs.
Oh, of course.
Well, a VIP who has a staff and he makes $150,000 in the Senate, plus what they can steal. You know, they got all kinds of perks.
Right. He needs a break.
He doesn't need a break.
Yeah.
The poor people need breaks. People who can't hold on to their homes need a break. Anyway,
all right. Well, that's,
there are ways, and I would like to see some imaginative, innovative lawyers. That's what we need. When you say lawyers, who needs them? We don't need these hacks. We need somebody who is willing to take this kind of a challenge on. Takes a little innovation, takes a little imagination, and there are certainly no guarantees you're going to win.
No, and you never know.
Shot.
As they say, you never know what you're going to run into.
But courts are now becoming more, they're examining some of these things that they used to take for granted with a little more perception. For instance, what directors do, they used to always retreat the business judgment rule.
Right.
That they use their judgment, and
right.
The court will not substitute its judgment, its business judgment, for that of the directors. But I think now we're going to have to get to the point when lawyers have started to raise this, that the judgment exercise has to be reasonable. You can't exercise a judgment like a maniac. So that has to be done and should be done. And so there are ways to start to make inroads, start to break into this corporate brick wall of conspiracy that is that we don't seem to be able to crack. And that's what I have to say. And that's why I can't imitate the four Hawaiians. Anyway, that's an old order.
I know that. I understand.
Yeah. So,
I used to know those guys.
I didn't want to get excited about this, but I did.
Yeah,
I did.
No.
But
I think you've added to the argument.
But everybody's sitting around talking about the wrong thing. Where's
right.
the lawyer to say, wait a second, let's bring an action and get the money back because it's unconscionable?
Hey, listen, that Senate and House that voted on this, half of them are lawyers.
Well, not so much anymore.
Yeah,
but they are a lot of lawyers
few.
In the House
yeah.
and in the Senate. But as a matter of fact, when you talk about that, you would think that lawyers immediately would react. Well, is there something wrong with these contracts? Let's look for a way because they're so unfair. that they certainly border on unconscionability, the very nature of these contracts.
You haven't even heard the term come up. Get on the bandwagon because it was popular.
Contracts are inviolate, and you can't go ex post facto, and states cannot pass any law in horsing around. I forgot the exact constitutional language.
Horsing around,
interfering with the obligation.
Rode horses.
There it is. The law of impairing the obligations of contract.
All right. See, wasn't horsing this, around.
I thought the Constitution said horsing around with the obligations. It says impairing.
Well,
but this is crazy. Let's go in and see what we can do.
Well, let me tell you something. Senator Dodd, I have to take my hat off to him. You never know what he's going to run into. This is what happened to him last night.
They say he's a.
Go ahead.
Well, they say his election, his re-election is at risk.
In question.
Because even though a lot of people who voted for him say no more.
They've had enough. It's about
enough,
time.
30 years, enough already with this guy. No matter what, he foists privilege on himself.
Right.
The arrogance
of
fame.
Of the rich and famous. Absolutely.
And power.
And here's what he sounds like, folks, when no one's listening.
Of all the gin joints in all the towns in all the world, he walks into mine.
That's how it's like.
I remember him in that picture.
Gin joints.
I think he's been going to too many gin joints. That's his problem.
I love that one.
Yeah.
All right. Number two today, if we still have time, Mr. Madoff.
Oh.
Bernie, your brother. Your friend Bernie.
My
you grew up in the same neighborhood.
Bernie, right, yeah.
East Oshkosh, Brooklyn.
That's right. No,
He had an appeal this week to get out of jail free.
Well, that's right. He was...
denied.
When he went in to plead, and he pleaded guilty to the 11 counts.
Right.
The judge said, okay, bail is revoked. In the Who's Gal you go.
Right.
He went to the Metropolitan Detention Center in
New
York.
Not the Metropolitan Museum of Art.
No. He went to the Metropolitan Detention Center in New York, which is a place where they hold people.
Right.
And
the federal
government, I think, pays the cities in Bear Plate to hold them until they get sentenced, and he goes off to a federal prison.
Right.
Now, the reason he was put in jail is because, as the judge said, our review of the record confirms that the district, this is the appellate court,
right.
The United States Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit. Our review of the record confirms that the district court's findings were sufficient under the circumstances of this case. The court found the defendant's age and his exposure to imprisonment are undisputed, and the court did not err in inferring an incentive to flee.
Right.
And, of course, he has some place outside the country. So he's not going to flee because he's been flung into the jail.
Right.
That's where he'll stay till he's sentenced in a couple of months, and then he'll be off to prison someplace.
Well, he was.
And he could get up to 150 years. He doesn't need it because he's 70 years old now.
Right.
Give him a couple of decades, and he'll never get out of prison.
Yeah, that's too bad.
And they're looking for the money that his wife has in her assets.
That's right.
Because they may be ill-begotten, most probably. They were gotten from him.
Well, most likely. But he did try. He tried to say he was sorry.
All right. I apologize.
I'm really
sorry. I apologize unreservedly. I offer a complete and utter retraction. The imputation was totally without basis in fact and was in no way fair comment and was motivated purely by malice.
There you have it.
That's
motivated purely by malice.
My malice.
Did you notice those birds in the background?
I did, because
that's the last time you'll be hearing those.
That's right. He's a bit of a bird himself.
Oh, my God.
I didn't know he had an English accent.
No, he does sometimes.
Well.
Depends on what country he's in.
Bernard.
Yes.
Bernard Madoff.
Well, here's what I'd like to say.
Yes.
You have managed to use up the entire first segment.
Well, that's all right.
Pontificating on the practicality of innovation in the law.
Right.
Subsequently, we are out of time. So,
all right.
With that in mind, it's time to give our listeners a little break from you.
A little relief.
Yes, some break and relief. You are listening, ladies and gentlemen, to the live version of Lawyers Who Needs Them today, right here on TalkZone. We'll be right back.